Dean, thank you for joining us. Let's start off with news of WNMU dropping out of this year's conference basketball schedule. Now, what can you tell us about this move?
Well, because of the state public health order, they had to drop out of the conference schedule, which would have brought teams from Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma into the state, which they would have had to have quarantined for 14 days before they could play. So they're going to have to drop that schedule in the Lone Star Conference, but they're trying to get an independent schedule going. But that would also mean that they would have to play all their games on the road. I'm sure you've seen UNM and New Mexico State and a few others have been having to go through the same thing. And Eastern New Mexico will also be dropping out of the Lone Star Conference schedule.
So does this also mean that they'll be playing their games not only on the road, but out of state?
Yes. What they're trying to do is the conference built in some off weekends for their Lone Star Conference teams, and Western is going to try to pick up some of those Lone Star Conference teams and then see who else they can schedule.
Well, thanks for that update, Dean. Now I want to move on and talk about a popular event in the area. Unfortunately, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, many organizations have had to cancel their events in the area of Silver City. One of the popular events was the tour of the Gila, but there is a virtual tour of the Gila happening. What can you tell us about it?
Actually, this is going to be the second virtual tour of the Gila. They held one back around the time they were supposed to hold the live event in Silver City. And what they did was bicyclists across the globe. We had a winner from Australia in this year's virtual tour of the Gila race that was held a few months ago. But what they do is they're on smart trainers and they cover whatever course is in front of them. And this weekend, the 4th through the 6th, it's going to be a three-stage tour of the Gila virtually. And it's going to be the same thing, except this time the tour of the Gila officials got to download some of the courses that they usually ride in the actual tour of the Gila into the virtual world. So those riders will be riding, you know, the downtown criterium in Silver City and then the Mugione race and then what they're calling the Gila Monster, which goes up to Lake Roberts through the Members Valley and back toward down towards Silver to Pinos Altos.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting. This event is
fun to watch.
Not only fun to watch, but it also brings together a lot of people from all over the world. I've been there in Silver City, and you meet people from all over the place who are in town for this event.
Exactly. And like I was saying, the first tour of the Gila, virtual tour of the Gila they did, the female winner was from Australia, and that's where she was riding her bike during the virtual thing, and the men's winner was from Scotland. So, yeah, it's an international affair, and not sure how many are going to race this weekend, but they're hoping, you know, 130 or so in each division.
Well, is there going to be an opportunity for a lot of the racers to get together online as well?
Yeah, what they do is they, wherever they're at, they have a smart, what they call a smart trainer bicycle. And so if the grade, if they start going up a hill, it's harder to pedal when they go up the hill, or if they're going down a hill, sometimes they have to use their brakes, but you've probably seen that none of these professional riders ever use their brakes. So it'll be interesting. The only thing they don't have to worry about is crashes and,
yeah,
you know, stuff like that.
Dean, thanks so much for the update this week, and we will talk to you all next week on the Silver City Report.
All right. Thank you, sir.